Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 7, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I'm Chris Dundee.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We would like to inform our listeners, just like Marvelous has said, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we'll be discussing about the coronavirus pandemic and the Constitutional Amendment Bill number 2.
First of all, let's start with the COVID-19 update. As of yesterday, 6 May 2021, Zimbabwe had 38,398 confirmed cases, including 36,027 recoveries, 1,575 days. To date, a total of 438,174 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And according to yesterday's figures, 41 new cases which tested positive for COVID-19, they were, and one death was reported from Bulawayo. So Bulawayo really had 41 new positive COVID-19 positive cases and one death. Very sad news there, Chris.
Of the cases reported yesterday, the majority were from Matabeleland South at 26, with Bulawayo coming second with 5. While the rest of the cases were spread throughout the country.
On the political front, like we mentioned earlier on, we also look at the Constitutional Amendment Bill number 2, which is sailed through both chambers of parliament and is now awaiting the president's signature. There are efforts to approach the courts and stop it. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nhasi pachirongwa chedu pano paLive Talk tichange tiri kutaura pane zvakasiyana siyana tichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yebumbiro remutemo tinotarisa kuti isu pari zvino pane maamendments kana kuti zviri kuda kuwanikwa izvo zvichisandurwa nevadare uyezve tinoona kuti vadare vezanupf vakabatana nevamwe veMDCT nevamwewo vakawanikwa ivo vachivhotera kuti pave pane kusandurwa yavari kuti amendment yebill number 2 inowanikwa kuti ndo zvakawanikwa izvozvo zvichipasa muparamende uyezve kusenate zvikawanikwa zvichipasa pari zvino zvangomirira chete kuti zviende kumutungamiri wenyika vagowanikwa ivo vachiisa signature yavo ipapo kuti bhiri iri riwanikwe iro richienderera mberi asi pari zvino mamwe masangano akazvimirira vari kuti ivo izvi zviri kuitika havasi kuzvifarira uyezve vari kutowanikwa ivo vachida kukwidza nyaya iyi kumatare kuti pasawanikwe pachizowanikwa nyaya iyi ichikwanisika kunge mutungamiri wenyika achizowanikwa achisaina kuti bhiri iri riendeze mberi saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika pari zvino uyezve kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tine zvakawanda zvatiri kuita ipo pano tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yeAmendment Bill number 2 uyezve nyaya yeCOVID-19.
Yes, marvelous. And as usual, we have our guests, we have Dr. Mavaza and Tawanda Tokora with Sipho Senkosi, Machokomalo Barule. They are going to be joining us. So,
Chris, maybe for just some housekeeping, if everybody can mute their mics until you call them up, because we're getting a lot of feedback from somewhere.
Okay, I think they heard that.
Yes. Saka, ndo zvatiri kutaura ipo pano kuti tine zvizhinji zvatichange tichitaura panyaya iyoyi yechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve Amendment Bill number 2. Saka zvizhinji pari zvino zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyika uyezve tichitarisa isu kuti panyaya iyoyi yedenda reCOVID-19 pari zvino sekuverenga kwatamboita mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino ndeyekuti pane vanhu vakabatwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 vari kusvika ipo pa38,398 confirmed cases kubva chirwere ichatanga muna March gore rapfuura uye zvipozo wana vanhu 36,021 vakabatwa neCOVID-19 asi vakakwanisa kukunda chirwere ichi. Pozouyawo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 asi vakazowanikwa vachishaya vakamira pa 1,575. Chotarisa vakabayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 pari zvino. Pane 478 people, 174 vakawanikwa ivo vachiwana kubayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Uyezve basi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti panofanira kunge paine vanhu 10 million vabayiwa nhomba iyi kuitira kuti pawanikwe iye inonzi herd immunity, kuitira kuti vamwe vanhu vasazowanikwe vachitapurirana denda iri rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Saka ndo zvatiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve tisingakangani kuti tine vanyarikani vedu vari pano. Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Siyamukeleke abalaleli bethu abangabe sikhuluma kathesi. Ngiyamukela ke igama lami nguChris Gande. Yes, lomunye wami uMarvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Siyabake sisonke okwehola elilandelayo sixoxa ke ngendaba ezimbili ezimqoka. Sihlala ke ngodaba le-coronavirus COVID-19. Yes, siyabona ukubana kumanani aphume izolo esethulwa ke lugatsha lwezempilakahle akhomba ukubana abantu asebelegcikwane le-coronavirus elizweni asebefika bona 38,398. Izolo ke kunoyedwa othileyo engowakobulawayo. Hayi, lusizi siyadana sibili. Yes, sizakhangela njalo lo daba lwe-amendment, constitutional amendment bill number 2 esidlule madale omabili sele-senate lele-house. Sokulinde nje ukubana umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa afake-ke isandla sakhe kube ngumthetho. Yes, like I said, we have our guest. And we are going to start with Mr. Jawanda Dokora. First of all, I would like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Marvelous, for inviting me. Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Mati Manayese.
Yes. Can you tell us where you are and how is the coronavirus situation like?
Here in North Dakota, things are getting better. The numbers are going down every time. But of course, we still have issues with people that are resisting to wear masks and to social distance. As you know, North Dakota is a predominantly red state. So you can understand where I'm coming from. But the numbers are going down.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Dokora. And let me welcome Mr. Mavaza? Yes, Mavaza. I saw a different name. That's why I'm kind of stuck. I saw Gazikwa. Welcome to the show, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Gande, Marvelous, Mr. Dokora, our fellow listeners, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. Yes, Marvelous, maybe you would like to introduce the next guest. That is Mr. Oh, they are all accurate. Okay, I will introduce him, Mr. Palule. He is the advocate that we have. Mr. Palule, first of all, I'd like you to come into the show.
Thank you for inviting me. Good day, Chris, and good day to all your viewers all around the world.
Okay, Mr. Palule, can you keep us up to speed with what is happening in where you are right now as far as the coronavirus is concerned?
In the United Kingdom, we are doing extremely well. About 24% of the population has been vaccinated, has received at least one dose. And there is good number in terms of percentages that they are fully vaccinated. The numbers have gone down drastically. We are doing very well compared to the rest of Europe. So we are in excellent position, and the UK government is opening up their services, is opening up the country although this is yet to be fully done by the government, but the process and the timeline has already started. So the UK is in a very, very good position at the moment. And thankfully, it's because of the way the government organized the vaccination process, which was organized with efficiency and with speed. So we are in a very good and fortunate situation in this country, thanks to the vaccination program. So
I think he dropped it there. I hope you rejoin us. Mr. Balule is also in the medical field, so he's going to give us some insight. Marvelous.
Maybe the gating will pinda panyaya zeje matongero enyika toenda kuna vajoko ratotangane the MDC alliance chinzwa kuti imi munotambira sei zviri kuitika izvi panyaya ye amendment ku bill number 2 zvatakaona zvitika mudare reparliament uye zvekudare resenate mazuva iwaya apfuura sebato rinopikiona sei izvi
vatanga tichinzwa vachitaura pazvivhitiviti nekutaura matsamwa MDC alliance yakatsamwa sekutsamwa kwakaita vana veZimbabwe. We are all angered by what happened this week in the Zimbabwean parliament. Both houses in Zimbabwe, the lower house and the upper house, voted positive for the constitutional amendment bill number 2, and that's sad, very sad, very tragic, because what it means to the ordinary people in Zimbabwe, every Zimbabwean who loves Zimbabwe, is that Douglas Monzoa conspired with ZANU-PF to vote for an amendment, a constitutional amendment that takes away power from the people of Zimbabwe. And they handed that power over to a single individual in Zimbabwe. What it means is Emmerson Mnangagwa can today just wake up nominating or appointing anyone to be vice president. What it means is Emmerson Mnangagwa can wake up tomorrow morning and appointing the judges that he wants. If previously, the people were involved through the parliament. The Judicial Service Commission was involved conducting interviews and representing the legislature, representing the people. But what we have done, what we have seen, this is that we have given one person, power that used to belong to 18 million people, and that's very unfortunate. We cannot have a constitution that is changed willy-nilly like that, that is butchered consistently like that. A constitution, you know, that's the most important piece of paper in a country. It's the most important document in the history of human beings, in the history of mankind. So we cannot have a situation where someone wakes up and changes it just the same way they change their password. That I don't like this password anymore. This password is affecting me. Or this password can be used against me. Or this password has been hacked. And then you change it. That's the same way that ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa are operating right now. They're trying to change a constitution that has not even been adopted. In 2018, the constitution was adopted. And right now, it's supposed to be in the process of aligning the amendments that were voted in by the people. But that has not been done. But they've already conspired. They've already sat down to try and change that constitution. Some people that were talking yesterday called it the unconstitutional amendments. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. These are constitutional, shouldn't be there. And even if you look at the process that they used it, it was mischievous. It was deceiving. They passed this, they started talking about the constitutional amendment bill number 2 during the time of COVID, when no one was allowed to move, people were not allowed to congregate, when only 50 people were supposed to be in a certain place at the same time, and the invited people. And the people of Zimbabwe told them, Namatai Kwekwe, some of the other people, the Zimbabwe lawyers for you guys, warned them that this is not right. You need the consent of the people for you to change the constitution. You cannot go ahead with the constitution because you have had a gathering of 50 people, representing all the 1 million people that are in Harare. And then you go to Bulawayo, where we have 800,000 Zimbabweans, and you take only 50 people in Bulawayo, and you say these people are going to represent all the 800,000 people. Is the big hurry? What was the big hurry? Why did the ZANU-PF try to push the constitutional amendments to COVID-19? So when we talk about a government that is taking advantage of COVID-19, some people in ZANU-PF call us unpatriotic. But this is exactly what ZANU-PF is doing. They've taken advantage of the pandemic, and they've weaponized the pandemic, and now they're coming up with this constitutional amendment, Bill number 2. And we are saying no to that. A constitution, according to Abraham Lincoln, is supposed to be a constitution of the people, by the people. This is not a constitution of the people, by the people, because the people were not involved in these amendments.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Tsokora. I will bring up Mr. Dr. Mavaza, and I hope you have a response to that.
Thank you, Chris. You see, the problem we have is the MDCA people, the Tsokora side, are totally confused and don't understand the democratic process of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has got a representative democracy where you are represented by your members of parliament. So the constitutional amendment will to pass through the House of Parliament and then the House of Senate. And again, in case Tsokora was not following up, it was voted for by the majority of the opposition MPs. They supported, they agreed, they became patriotic, they understood the importance and the meaning of the amendments. And the Senate did the same thing. Of course, there was one or two disturbed people who refused to understand. But that's democracy. If somebody feels otherwise and votes otherwise, you don't have to go into a national election to select an amendment. An amendment can be done only by the agreement by 3/3 majority in parliament. So, in other words, can you hear me? Hello? Oh, thank you, because I was just seeing myself on the screen. But anyway, I was saying the process which was taken in this amendment was actually the democratic, the lawful amendment. The second thing, it is not correct, Chris, to say that Mnangagwa has been given power to wake up one morning and just appoint the vice president. One thing Tsokora must understand is all along, from the time of Joshua Nkomo, our vice president has never been elected by people. Joshua Nkomo actually was the man who said, I cannot be elected to become a vice president because I am a national man. I can't go through a constituents. I'm beyond a constituent. And by so doing, a vice president's office does not need to be a member of parliament. Neither does it need to be a senator. So vice president would be appointed by the president at will. That has been happening. And when the new constitution came, it was amended before it was applied because we realized later that we are making a mistake in forcing the president to work with the running mate he does not want. When you are running a country, you need people of the same mind. You need people of the same level. That's why we have different political parties. A political party power is a mind, and it wants people of the same mind to run the country. When people vote them out, another party comes into power. It will have people of the same mind. So in this case, we are proud to say even the opposition, those with minds, those with brains, those who think, they saw the need to amend the constitution. We actually say we applaud Senator Monsora and his team. They are not sellouts. They are Zimbabweans. They are patriots. They are not people who demonize their country like the people of the MDC, Chamisa, whatever they call themselves now. So the reality of the matter, in conclusion, is that the amendment bill in itself, it is actually a blessing to the country. We look into the issues which I will discuss and say that later, but the points I want you to look at, Chris, and I want the people of the country to look at, are that when a president is appointing a judge,
He doesn't dream in his bed and wake up and appoint. He sits with advisors. He gets advisors in the legal fraternity, advisors in everywhere, and he comes up with a good candidate. So even though he is traditionally or ceremonially the appointer, but it goes through a team. He's not the only one who just come up and say, I want this judge to come up. So it's not the way Dokora wants it to look like. Chief Dokora is totally mistaken, because appointing a judge is not just at a whim of a president, even though he is the final say at the point. But there is a team, there is a committee which works with the president. Unlike subjecting judges to public scrutiny, judges should not be taken as politicians, should not be voted for by the public. And that was an embarrassment to the judges. Judges should not be interviewed in front of the whole world, even your private job. You can't be interviewed in front of all the journalists to see if you fit for papers. So you have to be interviewed in a very discreet and very respectable manner. So in other words, the MDC wants to let the judges out to dry, embarrass them in front of people so that they can rule judgments in favor of people. Judges must rule judgments in favor of the law, not of the people, not of the president either. So it is wrong to think that the new amendments are favoring or giving power to ZANU-PF. In other words, again, the MDC, by thinking that power is given to ZANU-PF, they are really saying they have no hope to rule the country. One day they might be in power. This power will not change. It remains for the whoever is in government. And it gives efficiency in day-to-day running of the government. And therefore, it is a very meaningful thing and an important decision which was done by the government, by the parliament and by Senate, to amend this on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe. So these amendments are not done by 50 people. They were done by MPs representing their constituencies, millions in their constituencies. These are the ones they were representing. They represented Zimbabwe at large. The House of Parliament represents the whole country, and that is our democracy. That's what we follow. That's what happened.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mataza. I will bring up Mr. Balule to get his perspective. Mr. Balule is here on his own behalf, but he belongs to a party, EFF Zimbabwe. Is that right?
I am no longer a member of EFF Zimbabwe, but I do subscribe to some of their ideals. With regards to the Constitution Amendment Bill number 2, my view is that in a functioning democracy, the amendment...
Mr. Palude, I don't know, your network is kind of...
...not getting it. Will suffice and will be appropriate as long as the people agree that to the country that the constitution is a sacred document.
I think Mr. Bradley has a problem there with his network. I will get back to Mr. Dokora. I saw you checking your head when
I couldn't help doing that, Chris, because I'm seeing a man here who is being made to defend something that is indefendable, and you can see that he's huffing and puffing, he's struggling, you know, to do that, because this is a very difficult one for any person, you know, who is Zimbabwean to try and defend. But going back to what Dr. Mavaza said about the Constitution, I want to remind him that this is not about the MDC. He keeps on saying, MDC. This is beyond the MDC alliance. This transcends political parties. It's about the people of Zimbabwe. If you took a few minutes yesterday, the online rally that was going on in protest of this very constitution we are discussing today, you will see that the MDC alliance was not even there. It was not even represented. They were the people of Zimbabwe who were expressing their emotions against what happened this week. There was ZCTU that was representing work in Zimbabwe. There was the Teachers Association led by Secretary General Robson Cherry. They were representing teachers in the rural areas. There were students. There were youth young people, I think about four or five people, young youth that I've never heard of, came up and spoke against this, constitutional amendment bill number two. Vendors, my pastors, there were pastors there representing church organizations and most of the churches in Zimbabwe. Kwangwina na teteve kumusha, kuna wakataura vari kumashingo, nezuro, vachitaura kuti zvirikuitwa nehurumende izvi. Kuti yaka uya mgoreria tikataroti kwa ni constitution itra. Yataka votera tese isusi yes no. Kwa avana paba ipapo urumenda inazumbo vila ya dzoka kuvanu kutaura vanu kuti do constitution yatana nayo ii. Vagu kaka mazwa, vagu shamisika iko zino. Urumende yoyo yaku ya jitara kuti tagu chinja constitution iya. Kana kutipumbi mtemo uya wanga usa tuwato mboisi kwa. Ndafara chaezo kunzwa wama vaza wachivuma vega kuti Zanu PF ili kuchinja mtemo wanga usa tuwato mbotemwa. Wanga usa tuwato mbotanga kushandisi kwa. Yaba yafunga kuchinja. Mtemo yoka mengo wachinjwa nani. Waka chinjwa nani. Wama vaza warukuta kuti vana wafuwa involved. Vana wanaunga vachita zime. Vamunangagwa vanofanira kungotigara pasi nevamwe vavo mavanzo vachitaura vega kuti vanofanira kungogara pasi nevamwe vavo vanenge vachivaudza zvekuita nachipanga mazano avo vobva vataura kuti mutemo uyu ngauchinjwe kana kuti judge uyu ngapinde otongopinda nekuti vamunangagwa nevamwe vavo vawirirana mavanzo vamese vachitaura pano asi isusu tikutaura seMDC Alliance kuti bumbiro remutemo ibumbiro remutemo revanhu rofanha kushandiswa nevanhu zvavari kutaura kuti hanzi MDC Alliance ichapindawo aiwa isusu hatiite izvozvo zvekuti tinombunyikidza vanhu kubvuma kuti bvumai mutemo uyu vanhu vari kutaura kuti mutemo hatiude uyu mutemo hatisikuda uyu unotidzvanyirira vanhu vakataura kwese kwakaendwa kwese kuburukayo kuHarare kugwanda kwamutare vanhu vaiungana vese vaitaura kuti mutemo uyu hatisikuda asi Zanu PF iri kuita nharo iri kutaura kuti mutemo uyoyo unofanira kuenderera mberi ndozvatiri kuramba isu sevana vezimbabwe saka haisi nyaya yeMDC vana vezimbabwe vari kutaura kuti uyu mutemo uyu unotidzvaira isu tinova kutaura kuti jaji wedu ndinhingi jaji wedu ndinhingi ndozvinoitwa kunyika dzese zvavari kutaurava kuti hanzi jaji hafanira kuitwa interview vanhu vese vachiona zvine basa rei munhu wevanhu ari kushandira vanhu anofanira kutotaurwa naye nevanhu ende vanhu vanofanira kutotaura kuti tinomuda here kana kuti hatimude hapana chakaipa ipapo saka vachazviona vari kuenderera mberi vakaenderera mberi vamunangagwa ndo vasara kuti vasaine asi tinoda kuvapa tinoti pacho warning kuti vakanosaina bumbiro remutemo iri constitutional amendment bill number 2 iyi vari kutsvaga kutosorana nevanhu vari kutosora vana vezimbabwe vachaona hasha dzevana vezimbabwe vachaona simba revanhu vachaona simba revana vezimbabwe panyaya iyoyi yavatanga iyi havaipedzi.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me bring up a marvelous Marvelous, how are you seeing the situation so far?
Very interesting debate there, Chris. But going back again, if we can ask our guests to mute their mics because there's a lot of feedback that's coming from someone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you can hear it on your end.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Saka ndoenda kuna vamavaza tanzwa hapo vatawanda zvokura veMDC Alliance vati vamunangagwa vakawanikwa vachisaina amendment bill number 2 iri vanenge vatosorana nevanhu ndizvo here uye zvezvii zvamunofunga kuti zvichaitika mumazuva anotevera iwaya
kwembwa isiri nyoro imbwa nyoro inonyarara bhati imbwa isiri nyoro inongogwauta ndo magwautiro avadzokora hakuna chinoitika nekuti vamunangagwa vari kuita zvido zvevanhu vadzokora ngavatange vaanda pariament inomiririra vanhu vese member of parliament anenge asitumwa nevanhu asarudzwa kuti iwe chienda utimiririre mukugadzira mitemo kuchinja mitemo nemukubvisa mitemo basa raMP ralegislator ndirekugadzira mitemo nekuishandura saka people of Zimbabwe are represented by parliament ndo yakavhota kuti mutemo ungauti whether MDC yavana dzokora yatingati Mdokozi MDCA MDCT ivati rimwe chete rinotungamirirwa navamuonzora saka iro rachamisa iri havasati vadudza sara kuti vanonzi kuti but ivava havasi vana ende vari kutaurwa navadzokora nevakanga vari paradio ane zuro kanaka ndakateererawo havasi vanhu vashomashoma vairi vatatu vaibva kumapato ende ngavagara vakaziva chinhu chimwe chete kuti mostly ma-workers union ane allegiance to MDC but not the people but the union and if you see the people tinoona nemaresults emavotes we always get the majority ezanu pf saka we not talk about people people do PF does what its people wants to do but in other words ana munzwisise haisingori nyaya yemajaji haisingori nyaya yemavice presidents inyaya yakanziwo madzimai ngaapiwewo mukana wekuti tiite iya inganzi 50-50 provision for the woman's quota neyouth quota kuti mayouth edu ngaapiwewo mukana kunyange mayouth emdc mayouth ezanu pf mayouth ezimbabwe nemadzimai emuzimbabwe ngavapiwe mukana yekuti pane chese chehurume richange chichiitwa vaone vane 50-50 representation it's one of the things mutemo chavo akachinja and that is a noble idea tinotoshamisa kuti mdc inenge ichiti aiwa hatisi kudai ramba ichi dzenguva kana uchitenga chingwa chinouya chakaputirirwa iwe kana uchida chingwa chiri mubepa unotora zvese nebepa racho ozorasa hako bepa rako reusingadi otora chingwa chako the whole amendment yakauya yakaputirirwa nezvakasiyana siyana people who voted for what they wanted ndokusaka vanhu vemdc mamps emdc akavhota on the side of the ruling party because vakaona vakanzwisisa kukosha in other words vadzokora vari kurasika chinhu chimwe chete tava nepolitical party neopposition yaakunzwisisa kuti zimbabwe inyika not a party saka vano vakaona zviri worth for the country they do it for the country and inini iwould say monzora I don't like him but he and these people they voted for the country not for their party they realized that the country needs this and they went ahead and voted for that akona vadzokora vanongoti chese chataurwa nezanu pf ngachingoshoropodzwa kunyange kakanaka sei ndavana choropodzei havana kana chikuvaka chavanenge vainacho iroro idambudziko guru ratinaro tinofanira kuziva kuti within senate kune vanhu vazhinji vaitya kuti nigrikini vakavhota vasinga kana kuti they were afraid to vote for the bill vasina kuinzwisisa but vaitsanangurirwa nemutungamiriri wavo vakaziva kuti no zvinoitika ngativhoterei because vakaziva there is a humiliation of the judge during public interviews you cannot in any way embarrass a judge in public expect him to sit up there because he anenge answerable to people but one thing a judge as I have said I'll repeat it again a judge is not a political figure he is not answerable to people neither is he answerable to the president he is answerable to the law and therefore the judge does not need everybody to select him inotera the same process yanga iripo yekuti kana wakwalifya kuva judge the president then appoints you after recommendation this is what happened kwete kuti anoenda kuinterview yekuti nyika yese inotijekerere akatadza kupitira mubvunzo kana akagona and after that interview that thing remains on his head so it is not good so in other words ka tinoda respect for our judges respect for our people respect for everybody unfortunately tatoona muonyero wemdc kuti haina respect yaani nani pasi pano kepireka nditaure kuna comrade ndakanga nazitarawo vanga vari veeff vakazosiya chekutanga dati munzwisise handina kuti vamunangagwa vanongofunga ubva vaita zvavafunga ndatsanangura ndikati vamunangagwa zvavanonzi ndovanosarudza vice president havangofunga vari voga it's not a one man band vamunangagwa vanogara pasiwo nevanovapanga mazano vobvumirana because tavhota kare for the president president anofanira kutsvaga munhu anoshandika naye kuti timu yake ienderere mberi isu takaonawo kana iko kumdc chamisa Paka itwa president we MDC. Aka appointa ma vice president ake. Aka da kwa appointa. Awana kuvoterwa. Vakavotera mange ma posuku. Vice president aka appointa. Saka kana zvakuitwa nezanupepu zvoita kuti zvarema. Munhu anofanira kusipiwa timu yaanogona kutamba nayo bhora. Kwete kumbonongerwa nepovu. Saka in other words, kutonga nyika tatoona zviri pachena kuti MDC ichiri kure. Kuti iku ema simba, nekuti inga topinza nyika mudondo. Ichifunga kuti wanu wese, wanufata kutawora, wanuda kutawora panguwa imejete. Wanu waka vota wakati, you are our MPs, go and represent us. You don't just go back to people every time when it's not necessary. When the amendment was done, it was not necessary to go back to the people. What was necessary to go back to the people was to go back to the people through their MPs. And the MPs voted on behalf of their people. And this is what we have.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me get Mr. Balule. I hope his reception is now much better. Mr. Balule, what's your take on what the other guests have said so far?
Sorry for being cut off last time. I think what is important here is to understand the function of parliament and the function of democracy. As I did say earlier, that in a functioning democracy, the people are the majority decision makers of the supreme law. So the people,
I don't know what's wrong with your reception.
And they must.
Yes, Mr. Palule, your reception is kind of
process.
Mr. Palule, can you hear me, Mr. Palule?
And
I think we have a problem there.
That is a travesty.
I think we have a problem with Mr. Palule. I can hardly hear you. Your reception is really bad.
Can I ask him to log back in?
Yeah, maybe if you log on again, maybe you'll get a better picture.
Yeah, because right now we can't hear him. It's on.
Zvokora
sezvo gesti reda vatatadza kuti tiwane kuchinzwa zvavari kutaura kuti vadzokora manzwa zvataurwa naDr. Mavasa vativo pane mamwe vatsigirire MDCC vakawanikwa vachibatana nebato ravo rezanopf kuti vavhotere kuti paive neamendment yebhiri number 2 iri uyezve vakati vari kuona kunge izvi zvakaitwa izvi zvinokurudzira utongi hwejechetere kana kuti demokrasi. Imi munoona sei izvi?
Tenda mbuya kuti Douglas Monzora haasi weopposition. Douglas Monzora iZANU-PF B. Ari kufamba neZANU-PF. Akataura ega kuti akufamba neZANU-PF. Saka kwatiri hatimuone vanhu vese vemuZimbabwe havamuone semunhu ari kune vamapato anopikisa. Atove mumwe weZANU-PF. Saka hatombopedzi nguva tichitaura nezvake. Regai ndidzokere kunyaya yavamavaza. I just want to let the Zimbabweans here that are listening know that Dr. Mavaza is paid to lie. You know, he's a doctor of lying. He just lied here pachena. Zviri pachena zvanzwikwa nevanhu vese. Hanzi President Chamisa appointed his own vice president. But we also in Gweru, when Vice President Karenyi Kore was contesting against Lilian Timbias, who is now with ZANU-PF. We also, in Gweru, when Honorable Tendai Biti was contesting with Komichi, who is now with ZANU-PF B. So where and when did President Chamisa appoint any vice president? The vice president that we have in NDC Alliance right now, they were all voted in by the people. And that's what we do as MDC. We always go to the people, we represent the people, we are the people, we move with the people, and we respect people's wishes. And let me also dispel another lie that he talked about, you know, alluding to ZANU-PF trickery. You know, ZANU-PF bunched in a number of clauses in this constitutional amendment bill number 2, namely the youth quota and the women quota. Those were good bills, but they bunched them in with quite a number of very bad things that the people of Zimbabwe should never have voted yes for. So in the gatherings, in the constitutional gatherings that were done in all the 10 provinces in Zimbabwe, people, women, you remember the 50 women who even wrote to the president. One of the things that they were saying was, let this constitutional amendment, Bill number 2, and be unparcelled. Let's have this bill, people say yes to that bill, no to this clause, yes to that clause. But they refused to listen to that. They bunched everything together. They clustered everything together, deceiving the people of Zimbabwe, cheating the people of Zimbabwe, confusing the people of Zimbabwe. And this was deliberate. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were trying to do. They were trying to trick the people of Zimbabwe into just signing this this bill. But in wherever they went, they were told, and they've just refused. They just refused to listen to the people of Zimbabwe. And I wonder what Emmerson Mnangagwa meant at one time, you all remember, when he said, the voice of the people is the voice of God. The voice of the people has said no to this constitutional amendment, Bill number 2. Why is Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF not listening to the people? Why are they refusing to listen to the voice of the people, to listen to the voice of a reason? Vana veZimbabwe varamba constitutional amendment bill number 2. And ndakura manjitaura zvakare kuti vamavaza musataure nenyaya yekuti NDC alliance. Nezuro vanga kusina kana NDC alliance. Vanga vari vana veZimbabwe vabva kumapoka akasiyana siyana. Asinei nei nezvematongerwo enyika. Kwanga kusina zvematongerwo enyika. Ndozvinofanira kukuratidzai kuti zvamuri kuita izvi. Zvamuri kuita izvi muri kudena mago. Muri kudena vana veZimbabwe. Ana pastor E. Havana bato ravakamiririra. VeZimbabwe Human Lawyers for Human Rights. Havana bato ravakamiririra. Vanomirira chero nevanhu veZANU-PF. Vanenge vakanganisirwa mutemo. Vanhu vanga varipo vaimiririra vana veZimbabwe. Kwete kumiririra MDC Alliance. MDC Alliance ichatouyawo nesimba rayo. Asi iko zvino izvi kune simba revana veZimbabwe vese. Riri kutaura kuti zvamuri kuita izvi. This constitutional amendment, Bill number 2, is unconstitutional, it's illegal, and we don't want it. And say a very big warning to Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF that sign it, and you are signing it at your own peril. And as I'm speaking, I know there are some people that are here today. Please put down the constitution, the petition that was released yesterday. Put it down here, post it here, so that the people of Zimbabwe that are listening begin to sign that petition. Yesterday, when I checked, it was around 6,000-7,000 people that had signed. We need more. We need over 100,000 signatures there to just show Dr. Mavaza and his ZANU-PF cabal that we mean business as Zimbabweans, and we're not going to let go. We are going to fight this bill, this constitutional amendment, Bill number 2. We are going to resist it, and we are going to resist Emmerson Mnangagwa is trying to do. We are going to resist dictatorship as Zimbabweans.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tsokora. Let me bring up Dr. Mavaza. I'm sure you want to respond.
Chekutanga, Chris, gauti munzu kusekuti, kungo pepereka kutaura semunu asina kujika zvinoita vadzokora izvi. Zvoratidza kuti MDC yapererwa. Hakuna asingazivi kuti vanhu vakanga vakaungana nezuro vainyembera kuita vana veZimbabwe. Iye vana veZimbabwe asi inhengo dzeMDC vakabhadharwa neende dzokora anozviziva kuti chamisa vasati vaenda kuconference kukongresi kwauku yavakandozonzi nekoti vaende chamisa akanga anosarudza mavice president ake kare ungo yakatonge yakungotsikidzira zvagara zvaitwa. Tinoziva hunhubu hunaradada hununzva tunzva hune MDC vatiridwa nachamisa uyezve ndoda kuti vadzokora vanzwise chinhu wani kuti hatisi kuita nguva yekungopomoterana nekutukana toda kutionesani pamusoro pemutemo. Chekutanga vadzokora zvinoitika munyika dzakasiyana kuti mapato akasiyana siyana anobatana kuti avhote for the good of the country. MuAmerica kana muri kuda kumboremembe government payanga ichinzi ya haichisina mari mapato mairi akatosangana vakabvumirana vakavota vakapa another life kuna vaTrump kuti government yavo iendere mberi. So two opposing parties vanenge vane focus yemunyika yavo kwete personal power, they can agree even if they can disagree on other issues, but they can agree on other points. That's what I'm saying to you, kuti ine dambudziko ramaita baba vadzokora manyatsonyepa nemuromo wakaswatanuka. Nyatsoterai munzwe. You should know kuti most of the changes on the National Assembly made to the bill, they were done in its committee stages. It means pakatoita ma committees akasita before the bill was brought for final reading. So in other words, haina kumbunyikidzwa, haina kuwedwa zviri pamutemo. Panotorine ma stages, ma committees akatofollowewa zvikatoitwa. And these things were which were on the original bill sufficed zvikaenderera mberi until the bill was voted for. Changosara isigire chaya president. Chepiri, ndoda kuti munzwisise vadzokora kuti tsika dzinobva kwatakasiyana siyana. Inoziva vanhu kwazvo sevane tsika. Handizivi kuti vakatodza kupi kwamai here kana kwababa, but haanzi Munangagwa, vanonzi vaMunangagwa is your president and you need to respect it despite kuti vakamuvenga sei. So itaisei saSoko vatinoziva vane tsika dzekurenegedza vakuru venyika yavo. But pandida kutendere mberi ndepekuti tingangopedza tichingodhodzana panzvimbo imwe chete neimwe chete. Kuda tizive kuti zvakachinjwa mubill iri hakuna chinobhenefita ZANUPF as a party. Kana ukatisa one by one, chinobhenefita Zimbabwe as a country. Ndakada kuti mutaure kuti pakota yemadzimai neyeyouth haina kunzi madzimai ezanu, haina kunzi mayouth ezanu, ndive Zimbabwe. Mukatarisa parunning mate, vari kumboti give the leader a team he is comfortable to run with. Munhu ngaatsvage vice president wake waanogona kumhanya naye, waanogona kushanda naye, kwete kupiwa munhu nekuti anogona kutaura ari popular. Mamwe mavice presidents are not articulate, but ane pfungwa, anoronga, anobatsira mutungamiriri wenyika. Saka hatingomhanyira kuti munhu ngaangovhotera because they are popular. Munofanira kuziva chinhu one, Chamisa is popular to his people, but he is not a presidential candidate. Ndosaka Zimbabwe ichizomuramba pamutsiwe mavhoti. Kepiri, isu tinoziva vanhu vakaita semi vanhu veMDC kuti chamunongogona kungonongedza mai nechombo pese pamunenge muri, nekuti muri nhunzvatunzva, hamugoni kuumbiridzana, kuumbiridza nyika yenyu. Don't demonize your country. Your country needs you. Because munhu kana takutaura pasi peZimbabwe, imbo kanganwa kuti uri weMDC, kanganwa ZANUPF. First thing, remember you are Zimbabwean. You do this for Zimbabwe. Uri out there ku diaspora kwauri, ku America vamuri vadzokora. Hazvifadze kungoshora nyika yenyu, kungoshora president wenyu, nekuti mafadzwa nesuwiti, nekuti munonongedza mai pane vaenzi. Vaenzi vachaenda. You still have your country at the end of the day. Wherever you are, you might be comfortable now, but that's not your country. You must learn to love your country, love your president, love your people. Kana muchinge makundwa this year, wait for the 10 yenyu yamuchazovhoterwa. Zimbabwe haitongwe nekuda kwekuti maita paindaneti maita 7,000. 7,000 signatures of a petition. Mutemo wekuZimbabwe hauchinjwe nepetition, unochinjwa nevanhu. And kana vanhu vanotaura through their MPs, and then MPs would come up muparliament and raise a motion, and that motion is followed up, and then is discussed. And then after discussion, kana parliament yafungoti no ngaidzokere kuvanhu, ivanoenda vachiita macommittee stages vachishanyira maconstituents ese. Saka all these things kana zvisina kuitwa, it will not be necessary at that time. Saka in other words, haisi nyaya yekungoti munofanira kuunganidza vanhu vavhote. Ende zvenyu zvokuti makuda kufurira vanhu vana veZimbabwe kuti vaite misarinya yekuda kumukira hurumende yakasarudzwa nevana ivavo futi, hazvina musoro. Hapana kwazvinosvika, hakuna chatinotya, nekuti vanhu ndive ZANU. ZANU ndiye vanhu, ZANU vanhu, vanhu iZANU. MDC tinozviziva kuti imi munosponswa nevanhu vekudzimwe nyika, munenge imbwa dzakabatwa netambo. Munotongoziva kuti matambiro amuri kuita yakaya, mune ari kukutumai akupromisa imari. Zvino that mentality yekutsvaga mari nekutuka baba nekutuka mai iyoyo munotanda botsu. Nekuti Zimbabwe haimiriri that nonsense. We move on as a country. And the President Mnangagwa havasi kuchinja mutemo himself. Vari kutotumwa neparliament kuti President, can you now accept your signature to this law taichinja? President Mnangagwa does not sit in parliament, does not sit in parliament and vote there. Does not sit in Senate. Zvinodzoka kuofisi kwavo, vanongopinda muparliament neSenate zviri joined kamwe chete pagore. Saka there is no way you can blame him for what the parliament has agreed. Saka zvinhu ngatichazotarisa tione kuti chii chatiri kubenefita as people. Saka in short, in summary, number one, tonderai kuti Zimbabwe haisi nyika inofanira kutonga matongerwo ari madzimwe nyika. Inotongwa matongerwo ayo. We are unique. We are our own country. Then, kechipiri, Zimbabwe, haifanira kungotedzera mitemo yeimwe nyika. Zvana running matches, makanga mazvikomba kuAmerica inowana kudzokora, mukafurira vana chamisa, vane musoro yakadzungaira vakabva vamanya kuParliament. But at the end of the day, Parliament yakazvona kuti no, apa tanga tatsitsa pinzika kumbodoro, it doesn't help for the Zimbabweans. So it changed. And what I have said is, I was not going to do that, Rogora. Wavunzwa na Mabelas is very clear. Wazhinji, the battle of MDC, waka vota ni ZANU-PF. Kwete kuti, you know, the ZANU-PF B or C, kwa kunye mao, kuteto zi ya kuti, you know, the MDC T. And they had ma vota ni ZANU-PF. Imi makanyara, makasara maane, maane mazai kumeso, makungoti munu wese, wa musina kuira nanaye ZANU-PF. Kana kutondera, Vagande, just 2 seconds. Okay, thank you, just 2 seconds. Zvokora would know, kuti Job Sikala, paaka siya Tsvangirai, achitanga pati yake yainzi MDC 99, vakamuti munhu weZANU. Biti paaka tanga PDP, vakamuti munhu weZANU. Iko zvinezvi munzora akudzi munhu weZANU. Munhu wese anenge asingawirane neusakwana kweMDC anongodzi munhu weZANU. ZANU takakwana uye kuti enough people. But kana muchinge vauya muchida dzokora, I'll give you your card dinaro. Come and join ZANU-PF.
Okay, thank you so much. Marvelous, we are fast running out of time. Let's see if Mr. Balule can come up this time and give us his last word. We are running out of time.
Yes, thank you very much, Chris. As I did indicate earlier, that the constitution process, whether it's an amendment, must be by the people. And the constitution is the supreme law of the land. And the people must be on it, must participate, must be involved. In all its processes. Having said that, the amendment bill number 2, which has sailed through Parliament, and incidentally, Parliament is the institution that has the representatives of the people. And the debate here is whether the people who are representing the entire country, these people who are in parliament, are the true reflection of the will of the people. And that's where the problem is, especially when it comes to the MDCT members of parliament, because some of them came to parliament on the back of being introduced to parliament, taking positions from the people who were expelled from parliament. So there is a problem there. But in a functioning democracy, yes, constitutions do get amended, and Parliament does have authority to amend the constitution in consultation with the people. But in Zimbabwe, what we are seeing at the moment, which is questionable, what is the urgency? Why is it so urgent that these amendments has to be rushed through Parliament when Zimbabwe has so many problems to fix? And I don't see the rationale for rushing through these amendments. But if these amendments are properly implemented by whoever is the head of state, they should make sense. They should actually serve the people of Zimbabwe. The problem is, do we have leaders who are capable of implementing these sort of laws without any partiality? I'm not sure. I think the problematic is that we'll always have the party interest before the interest of the people of Zimbabwe. That's where the problem is. But overall, Zimbabwe is a country that everyone loves. Some of us do love our country, and we don't want to be lectured that we should love our country. We know that Zimbabwe is our country. We know that our best allegiance is to Zimbabwe. So, yes, let's build the country together, but let us not have other people who have positions of power abuse the system of our democracy. And once the system of our democracy is abused, it becomes a travesty of democracy. It becomes an assault on democracy.
Thank you so much, Mr. Palule. Like I said, time is really not on our side. We have actually come to the end of the show. Okay, time, the problem is time is but okay, let's just give you said 1 minute, please don't go beyond.
Yes, so I will not waste my 1 minute trying to respond to the myriad of accusations and insults that were being hurled at me by Dr. Mavaza. All I can tell him is that I will not respect a man who has blood on his hands. I will not respect a man, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who has caused so much suffering that we have to change the meaning of the word suffering. A man who has caused so much poverty in Zimbabwe. A man who has caused at least 85% of Zimbabweans to be unemployed. I will not respect such a man. I will not respect a man who is planning and plotting to mutilate a constitution that belongs to the people. How can I respect, and I will not even be apologetic that I'm being disrespectful to a person like that. Let me end by just encouraging Zimbabweans right now to go to the call of action that was called upon to every Zimbabwean yesterday to sign the petition as we move towards this citizens converging together agenda. Citizens are converging. You saw the citizens converging, and that was a call by President Chamisa. So President Chamisa has spoken, and the people have listened. Emmerson Mnangagwa, Okoy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. We'll definitely have you back. Marvelous. Can you say goodbye to our listeners? My name is Christian De Good. Bye, Zimbabwe. Until we meet same time next week.
Thank you, everybody, and all to all those that were following with us. We just remind you again that this is a pre-recorded program, so some of the figures you may hear us talking about here may have changed by the time you watch the program. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I'm Marvelous Nsananya. We're in Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Good night, Zimbabwe.